following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And I'm back after a long weekend at the Arnold. We made it, and we'll be reporting on it this Friday during the this week's Casual Friday episode with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Had a lot of fun, saw a lot of people, and lots of good stories, but we're going to save those till Friday. We're going to be talking about methylation. I know that we've done a show or two in the past where we've kind of addressed topically a little bit about methylation, but methylation appears to be a lot more important than we've originally thought it was. And these are the kind of topics that you got to hit a few times so that people get it, how important the methylation process is. My guest today is Dr. Tim Jackson. How you doing, Tim?
Good, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And Tim is with the Neurosensory Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Their website is nsccharlotte.com. Tim, before we get started, let's do a little cursory review of in kind of the Reader's Digest version of what methylation actually is, because this is a word that's used a lot nowadays when we talk about how the liver methylates in an effort to regulate certain things in and out of the body.
Sure.
Correct?
Absolutely. So, you know, the basic definition of methylation is the addition of a carbon atom with three hydrogen atoms groups to DNA. So DNA gets methylated. We have amino acids that get methylated. Neurotransmitters get methylated. Whole proteins themselves get methylated. And they do so by a group of enzymes called DNA methyltransferases. And so typically, you know, traditional medicine talks about the cause of this disease or that disease is genetics, but it's really an epigenetic process. So genes get turned on or turned off by different environmental stressors. And we have the methylation factors, the methylation groups that when they're present, they can turn on or turn off certain genes. And, for example, if you don't have enough methyl groups, the tumor suppressor genes, get turned on, or excuse me, get turned off. So then you're more likely to have cancer, autoimmune disease.
And I want to talk about autoimmune diseases specifically, because this morning a celebrity that I happen to like, Nick Cannon, who is mm-hmm. married to Mariah Carey, came out this morning on a TV show and said, you know, the reason for his recent hospitalization is because he has autoimmune nephritis, which is when the body attacks it, you attack your own kidneys through an autoimmune disorder. And autoimmune sure. disorders seem to have popped up in greater degree in the past decades. And we've talked about this indirectly on my show when I've had other guests on, when we start talking about the metabolites of nutrition that don't get digested and end up in the bloodstream and the body sees them and has to react to them. And a lot of times, depending on the type of metabolite they are. If they gather in the thyroid, they gather in the liver, the body, the organ and the system becomes the innocent bystander to the immune system. But the reality is the body knows enough not to attack its own, but it becomes confused by the presence of these metabolites. So let's hit it from that angle just for a second. We hear about autoimmune disorders in this country, and doctors love autoimmune disorders because there's never going to be a cure for them. The pharmaceutical industry jumps on them because there's never going to be a cure for them unless people change their diets. Oh,
right.
Really? But, you know,
right.
So let's talk about methylation in the autoimmune disorder area for a second. Give me an example of how it works. Pick an autoimmune disorder that you've worked with and pick and show me how it works.
Okay, let's take something like rheumatoid arthritis, where we know there's systemic inflammation, there's glomerulonephritis, et cetera. We know that 74% of patients with RA will have an infection of the Klebsiella bacteria in the gut, so they have severe gut dysfunction. But traditional medicine administers steroids for this, which further thins the gut lining and promotes more candida, yeast overgrowth, et cetera, which just keeps them on the pharmaceuticals, et cetera, keeps them in the system. But as far as methylation goes, methylation is how T cells are made. There are several pathways where T cells are made, T cells which are responsible for killing viruses, bacteria, et cetera. Well, you have your T cells and B cells, and they're kind of like a seesaw. And so when your T cells are low, your B cells become high, and you become more allergenic, environmental allergies, food allergies, et cetera. The body may begin attacking itself. But in order to have adequate T cells, you have to have adequate methylation factors. And we'll get into in a minute, you know, what all nutrients are involved in those methylation pathways.
Right.
But with RA specifically, you know, you want to manage the inflammation. You want to kill off any viral infections that are present. And traditional medicine says, oh, you can't kill a virus. Well, technically you can't because it's never alive. But what you can do is put it back in its dormant state. And traditional medicine, they also test for these neurotrophic viruses by testing blood markers. But if it's a neurotrophic virus, they're not going to show up in the blood. So it's going to typically be a false negative or even a false positive test. And what we do is we have a test called the otoacoustic emissions test, which is a traditional ENT test, but my mentor, Dr. Kendall Stewart out in Texas, a former skull-based surgeon, has biopsied hundreds if not thousands of the vestibulocochlear nerves and found the presence of herpes viruses in these nerves. So when we test and we get a graph with lots of peaks and valleys, we typically know that the herpes family virus present.
Wow, that's amazing. So now getting back to this for a second, so that people have a clearer understanding. One of the commercials that I love that the pharmaceutical industry pushes forward is this one recently with Phil Mickelson, the golfer, who says, you know, he has a rare type of rheumatoid arthritis. And some days it flares up and some days it doesn't. And you know what? I want to say this cautiously because I don't want to I don't want to oversimplify what I'm about to say. But you know what? If you've got a disease, it's like being pregnant. You can't be half pregnant. Chances are, if you have a disorder, it's not a disease. If you have a disorder that comes and goes, if you work really hard, you can find out what triggers it and what doesn't. But most people don't pay attention to their food because they're told by the medical orthodoxy that food does not play any role in disease formation and etiology or cure. So people just think, well, what does it matter what I've been eating? That has nothing to do with it. My doctor would have asked me those questions. But the reality is, when we talk about autoimmune diseases, just for a second, to come back and hit what you just said, when the gut doesn't have the right type of flora, the right type of bacteria, the right type of environment, some things don't get digested. And they don't exit the body either, the way food exits the body. They get caught up inside the system, correct?
Correct. That's absolutely correct. By the same token, though, you know, if you have inflammation in the body, whether it's from a virus, bacteria, et cetera, and you get what we call a cytokine storm, so things like interleukin-6, TNF-alpha, and those are always high, you're going to always have leaky gut. So I've seen some people on, you know, $200 to $300 a month of probiotics, they've been doing it for 2 years, and they still have gut issues because they haven't resolved the source of the inflammation. And the source of the inflammation can be systemic, like a viral infection, bacterial infection, et cetera. It doesn't have to necessarily be in the gut, but what that infection is doing is creating a cytokine storm that therefore creates leaky gut or damages some of the good bacteria probiotics in the gut.
So does Candida and things like pylori and so on and so forth, I guess the medical orthodoxy has finally gotten the idea of H. pylori, but they still don't embrace the idea that Candida can occupy the gut. Most doctors don't even pay attention to that, right?
Right. No, they don't. And I'm not sure why, because, you know, you can absolutely objectively measure IgM, IgG. There are several tests out there, stool tests, CSA, and some of the newer DNA probe tests that will detect it and will also tell you what it's resistant to, what it's sensitive to. But here's the key, Carl. You have to build up the immune system while you're killing those things off. Otherwise, you're just one infection away from being back in the same boat. You can't chase a virus one day, Candida one day, you know, H. pylori the next. You have to build up the immune system by building up your T cells. And so the way you do that is through the methylation pathway.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, before we get into methylation and how to, let's say, manipulate it in beneficial ways, I want to ask your opinion of what the worst offenders are in the current food chain that are causing some of these problems. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. He is with the Neurosensory Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Their website is nsccharlotte.com. And we'll also be giving you a couple ways to get in touch with Dr. Jackson if you feel like you want to speak to him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Protein is a building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be hard heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody, AgeForce has some amazing offers going on right now. They have a buy one, get one free, and they have a free month's trial. Two different offers going on. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. They're all over the place. They're a top sponsor of ours, let's face it. If you have not tried some of these patches before, this is a good opportunity to do so. We're talking this hour with Dr. Tim Jackson, and we're getting a little deeper into the understanding of methylation. It's really much more important than we actually thought it was in the past. Tim, in your experience, what are the worst offenders? What is really destroying gut flora and causing these problems? Because clearly, when we talk about methylation, we can't address methylation without understanding its relationship to the ingestion of nutrients. There's a symbiotic relationship between what you put in your body and what methylation actually does for you, correct?
Sure. So I liken it to, you know, if I'm here in North Carolina and I fill up my car with gasoline and I'm driving to California, I'm going to have to stop at some point and fill my car with gas, but I can't get mad at the car for, you know, being empty on gas. And that's sort of like your methylation pathways. There's a statute of limitations where the pathway becomes empty or the substrates become used up. So the more environmental stresses you're exposed to, whether it's heavy metals in fish or industrial chemicals, arsenic in apple juice, whatever, that's going to use up some of the substrates from the methylation pathway, because that's your natural toxin clearance pathway, and that's also how glutathione is produced. So a lot of people will show up low on glutathione, particularly people with autoimmune issues and neuroimmune issues, and so, you know, that means they've been exposed to more environmental stressors. But I would have a hard time putting it down to one specific food or food group. I would just say the more chemically laden it is, the more stressful it is to the methylation pathways.
Okay. Do you think, I mean, I know this is a stretch and you may not be prepared to answer this, but is there any evidence that genetically modified foods play any role in disrupting the methylation process?
I would say absolutely, but that's just my opinion. I don't know that there's any evidence for that. That's just me kind of reasoning through the biochemistry thing.
Because GMO soy and GMO corn have been linked to causing symptoms in swine that look exactly like IBS and ulcerative colitis. And as soon as they're taken off of the GMO corn and GMO soy, these issues go away within weeks. And we look at the number of people that are on a proton pump inhibitor in this country, which just adds to the problem, by the way, folks. You know, you're taking a proton pump inhibitor just is going to cause lots of new problems, but you look at the number of people with gastric inflammation and gastric issues in this country, we know that it's rampant. And I have to believe that if your stomach's not working right, the methylation process is going to be overwhelmed and eventually just peter out.
Correct. So your methylation pathway is also one of your ways that you control inflammation systemically and in the gut as well. And so the more offending foods that you eat that irritate the gut lining and irritate those desmosome or tight gap junctions in the gut, the more substrates you're going to also use up in the methylation pathway.
Okay, so what is good for methylation? What enhances it?
The methylation typically involves B12, B6, and folinic acid. But, and this is the kicker, and we're going to talk about this ad nauseum, because folic acid, you can have, some people will take even a activated folic acid called 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, but according to Dr. Stewart, who's a methylation guru, only about 4 to 6% of this is absorbed. And so we have to get through that, because the nervous system and immune systems are covered in fat. So we need to get a fat-soluble form of the vitamin. These B vitamins, we know, are water-soluble. So what we've developed with the company called Neurobiologics is a transdermal cream that contains 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, the form that goes directly into the nervous and immune systems, and it's in a very high dose, along with hydroxy and methyl B12 and activated B6, P5P. So those are the major players, those three, in the methylation process.
Wow. Did you know that Age Force came out with a hydroxycobalamin patch? I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
They introduced it on to my audience because we did a show based on orthomoleculars several months ago where we identified that the naturally occurring form of B12 that's found stored in the liver is the hydroxy form, not the methylcobalamin, and certainly not the one attached to cyanide, which is cyanocobalamin. And
right.
So Age Force responded by coming out with a methyl B12 patch. I just thought that was interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. So, okay. So, these are the things that, so the B vitamins enhance the methylation process.
Correct. But the problem is, you can have a trouble with folic acid for two reasons. You can have a deficiency of the enzyme MTHF reductase, which causes problems converting folic acid into methyl tetrahydrofolate, which you need to get into the nervous and immune systems. Or, and this is pretty new research, you can have a folate receptor antibody, and that's tied to the beta casein in milk. And what that means
yeah.
is that the folate cannot bind to the receptor, and this comes out of research in New York by Dr. Quadros and Dr. Raymakers and Dr. Rosenau down in Florida. So the way that you get around that is using the cream or using high-dose folinic acid. You can even use prescription folic acid or folinic acid called leucovorin, which we sometimes use for kids on the autism spectrum or with people, even adults with neuroimmune syndromes. The test for this autoantibody for the folate receptor won't be commercially available till next year. So currently what we do is we measure serum. It's kind of counterintuitive. Serum, folic acid, and if it's high in the serum, we pretty much assume that it's low in the cell. And so we go ahead and give a little bit higher doses. And sometimes in as little as a week or 2 weeks, you'll have kids on the spectrum who weren't speaking who are now speaking.
Really? So,
yes.
Okay, so, and this is important because and I'll tell you why it's important for people who have children who have autism spectrum disorder, which is different than autism. A lot of kids who develop autism spectrum disorder, they develop it a little later in life. And we know that there's lots of evidence now that they have a genetic defect in the digestive system and or even some imbalances in the flora. I think there was a doctor that I tried to have on years ago in the UK who discovered that supplementing with things like L-plantarum, which is one of the probiotics, was able to aid these children. A lot of the kids with spectrum disorder have gut problems. They get indigestion, bloated easily, and they gravitate, ironically, to sugary carbs. And so,
right.
you say to yourself, gee, you know, there's more going on here than just a neurological disorder. And what we talked about at the beginning of the show, what we realize now is that these kids, their brains, their nervous systems are being attacked by undigested metabolites that get into the bloodstream.
Correct. And so the important thing I want to hammer home here, the important message is that autism is not a brain disorder. Because if you have a brain disorder, your symptoms are going to be pretty much stagnant. Like if you have a stroke, you may get a little better, but your symptoms are going to be pretty much stagnant.
Yes.
The first question I always ask a patient is, do you have good days and bad days?
Right, right.
If the answer is yes, then I can help you. Because it's kind of like a computer with bad software. Your brain is going to receive information from one of three systems. The proprioceptive system, the vestibular system, and the oculomotor system. And so if those three are in sync, it's kind of like having three people singing in harmony. If they're out of sync, it's like having three people speaking three different languages at three different volumes yelling at you. It's not very good. So if you have bad input, you're going to have bad output. It's a software issue. It's not a brain issue. And, you know, some people will try to counteract that and say, oh, well, we did a SPECT scan. And, well, you know what? People with Gulf War syndrome, if you do a SPECT scan on them, you know, they have altered blood flow to the brain, too, but they didn't have it before the Gulf War. It's what's going on systemically that's affecting the brain. It's a software
right.
issue.
And that was what I was trying to get across before when we were talking about people who have good days and bad days like Phil Mickelson. It's not a disease. It's a condition. And when it's a condition, it can be altered. You just have to zero in on what makes it worse and what makes it better. And it's always comes out to be nutrition. So anyway.
Right.
Okay. So how long does it take to ramp up the methylation process, and how do you maintain it there?
Some people will see a difference in as little as 2 weeks. Some people it'll take a month or two. Some people it'll take several months, 4 or 5 months, because there are typically four buckets with the methylation. My mentor, Dr. Stewart, the skull-based surgeon, he talks about the four buckets that once you start to correct methylation deficits, the first one will typically be the mitochondria, because methylation is important for mitochondria, then the immune system, then growth factors, and the last one to come in is dopamine. And dopamine is extremely important because it's going to control short-term memory, depth perception, emotional ability, and it's going to control hormone production to some degree because it controls the pituitary.
Right. Now, isn't it interesting that people who are suffering from Parkinson's disease, they will cut them back on their B6 specifically and other B vitamins because they say it competes with or causes peripheral conversion of dopamine, so the brain doesn't get to use it when they are prescribed the levodopa carbidopa combination. But interestingly enough, what you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I heard something different. Dopamine is affected when methylation is low, and people who have Parkinson's disease have a choking off of the dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra, and it sounds like methylation would be beneficial to them, but the common wisdom in the medical orthodoxy is to cut them off of their B vitamins because it competes with the drugs they want to give them.
Correct. That's absolutely
And one other thing here I want to mention. If the B competes with the levodopa and carbidopa, then that means that it has a similar effect. So why don't the doctors give these poor people infusions of vitamin B?
Well, I think it's just like, you know, a year or two ago, and you probably know more about this issue than me, when the pharmaceutical companies were trying to patent B6 or
I know.
B5P.
There was a company that modified it. I actually had them on the show. This was probably three years ago, and they wanted to, they were modifying B6 in such a way, and they wanted to take all B6 off the market and make this the only B6, and it would have been by prescription only.
Right. And the other thing is, with dopamine, is you used to have to do, you know, a lumbar puncture to test for dopamine, because the urinary tests for neurotransmitters typically aren't accurate, and that's a whole other topic. But what we have, since reflexes are 100% dependent on dopamine, and ocular motor movements are dependent on dopamine, one of the tests in our program called SensoryView that we use tests the levels of dopamine. And so if dopamine is low or high, we can tell, because some viruses like H1N1 and even PANDAS, which is pediatric autoimmune neurodevelopmental disorder associated with streptococcus, can block a dopamine receptor. So if we get no responses on this test, we know that we need to test for those antibodies.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. This is really, really good information. I know that some of you may be bored with this, but we're going to get a little deeper into why this is important for the healthy person who wants to stay healthy and the athletic person who wants to perform better. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Come on.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
No 2 amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no 2 amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these 2 ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson from the Neurosensory Center of Charlotte. But just because they're in Charlotte, don't think they can't help you, because they can. You can reach out to Dr. Tim by sending him an email to drtim072981. That's drtim072981@gmail.com. Or call them. What number do you want to give out for the facility? There's one on the website here that's a toll-free. Can I give that one out?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, it's 888-749-5122. You know, the pharmaceutical industry and the medical orthodoxy profit in a big way from autoimmune disorders like fibromyalgia and lupus and so on and so forth. And these are diseases that were not even present 50 years ago. I mean, the people did not suffer from these disorders. If there's no rhyme. There's clearly a very, very obvious reason for this. Getting back to the subject at hand for a second about methylation, what other disorders do you think are closely linked? And then I want to get back to the process itself. But there's a lot more that's, especially on the neurological side, isn't there? I never realized on the neurological side that methylation played this big of a role.
Sure. I'll just give a quick list, if that's all right. So fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, dementia, autism spectrum disorders, sensory integration disorders, whiplash, concussions, post-concussion syndrome, migraines or chronic headaches, vertigo, autoimmune issues, imbalance, dizziness, chronic pain syndromes.
Talk about migraines. I've actually received two or three emails in the past couple months, as well as have a very close friend who in his later years has come down with these debilitating migraines. He literally has to lay down wherever he is. If he's sure. In a public place, he has to lay down when he gets one.
Sure. Yeah, so with migraines, typically what we look at is with our 7 tests, we're able to tell how well the brain is receiving information from the 3 systems, the visual, vestibular, and the proprioceptive system. And we're also able to test for viral infections. And so if a viral infection is present and it's causing inflammation in the myelin, then we know we want to calm that down and get the nutrients in the fat-soluble form into the nervous system to calm that inflammation down. Then we usually combine that with either oral or prescription or a supplement that has antiviral properties or at least a biostatic property along with the methylating agents to calm the inflammation down in the nervous system. For example, I had a patient who had migraines for about 2 years after being on the protocol for about 3 weeks. She hasn't had migraines in about 2 months.
Okay. Now, there are some people who are genetically predisposed, let's say epigenetically predisposed to migraines, where it may not be a virus. Is that right? Because the one gentleman that comes to mind, his mom had migraines. He gets migraines.
Sure.
So clearly, sure. Maybe there's some polymorphism that is occurring that then tied into the certain foods that they are all eating.
Sure. It can also, of course, be, you know, food sensitivities, delayed food allergies, food sensitivities. It could also be magnesium deficiency, which you're well aware of. I have a lot of female patients, especially young females with migraines, that respond very well to either topical or oral magnesium glycinate chelate or magnesium taurate chelate in high doses.
But it should be said that you can only do that for short periods of time because you have to monitor the other minerals that play electrolytic roles, because what you don't want to do is end up having really, really, really high magnesium. We just did a show about this because this is something I did foolishly. High supplement magnesium doses before bed for about 18 months, and guess what? I started to develop some disorders as a result of my body being out of balance. And so I would suggest that if you are going to use magnesium, that you should also take some of the other electrolytic minerals in conjunction with it, so that you don't,
sure,
don't end up with a new imbalance and a whole new issue going on, you know,
sure,
the seesaw
absolutely
effect. But anyway, okay, so you feel strongly that migraines can be managed with when you start to pay attention to the methylation process.
Yeah, not only with the methylation process, but we also want to look at the vestibulo-visual interactions, because we have two reflexes that happen about the second, third year of life, the VOR, vestibulo-ocular reflex, and the vestibulo-spinal reflex. And if those two reflexes aren't working properly, the brain will not release language, coordination, and other things to be used appropriately. And for whatever reason, I'm sure someone knows the answer somewhere, people will develop headaches. They may develop different symptoms in different people, headaches, incoordination, et cetera.
What about tinnitus? Does tinnitus play a role, since it does have a neurological aspect, hearing, but then has mechanical aspects as well? Any linkage between methylation, tinnitus, inflammation, any of these things tied together?
Yes, I have a stack of studies on my desk right now linking heavy metal toxicity and the presence of viruses in the vestibulocochlear nerve and tinnitus. So, yes, there's a direct correlation, because the more, you know, the viruses and the heavy metals or any pathologic agents are synergistic in nature. They like to live together. So sometimes when you put people on antivirals, you'll see a huge dumping of these heavy metals coming out of the body.
You know, aren't we just a landscape of viruses and of one type or another? I mean, we talk about viruses, but viruses reside in us constantly all throughout our life, right?
Right, absolutely. But in some people, they're going to cause more of a problem, because if you have this immune weakness or methylation deficiency and your T cells are low, you're not able to keep those viruses in check like a normal, healthy individual would. And so by the testing that we do, we're able to tell the amount of neurological inflammation, specifically in the vestibulocochlear nerve, where a lot of the herpes family viruses like to reside, like CMV, HHV6, et cetera. And so we go from there in terms of building up methylation and also determining later on if we need an antiviral on board.
Okay. All right. And what about natural antivirals like garlic, coconut oil, and so on? Even, I think, olive leaf extract has been shown to have some antiviral. What about, and then obviously, active vitamin A?
Right. Absolutely. All those things are actually in my, on my desk right now, but monolaurin, garlic, vitamin C, lysine, all those are natural antivirals that we can use. And in fact, according to my mentor, Dr. Stewart, by using the high doses of the methylating agents, it may take longer, but you can put the viruses back in dormancy just by using those. But we like to use the methylating agents in combination with the antivirals, be it natural, supplementation-wise, or prescription like a cyclophere or Famvir, et cetera.
Now, you mentioned DMSA in one of your correspondences that we shared. DMSA is great if you want to rid the body of heavy metals. Is that correct?
Right. But here's the problem. You know, I've had patients, and Dr. Stewart's had the same. He's seen over 15,000 patients. People would come in. They've been chelating for 2, 3, even 4 years, and they're still doing it because they're not getting to the root cause. Your body's natural way to get rid of heavy metals is with glutathione. Well, how's glutathione made? It's part of the methylation pathway. So if you fix that pathway, and he collects a lot of data, he's shown with pre-urine provocation test and post-urine provocation test that if you fix the methylation, 95% of the time or greater, you won't have the need to chelate.
So fixing the methylation process, the pathway itself, is as it can be as simple as the proper combination and bioavailability of B vitamins, right?
Correct.
But what about
Correct.
Certain foods? We talk about the relationship between glutathione and methylation, and a good whey protein has been shown to increase glutathione production in the liver. Does a good whey protein also enhance methylation?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Because it's going to help with the glutathione production, which will therefore help with toxin clearance, heavy metal clearance. It will help the T cells work better. It will lower inflammation as well.
You think it's a dirty trick if I take my DMSA right before I go give blood? I've actually been thinking about doing this. You know, I'm a big proponent of men giving blood every couple, 3 months. And I thought, you know, next time I go give blood, I think I'm going to take some DMSA and then go give blood, because then they'll take a pint out of dirty blood.
You know? Right. No, I think it would be fine. You know, my thing is a lot of people, if they have a methylation issue or if they have an immune system deficiency or neuroimmune syndrome and they take these chelators, they can get huge flare-ups of yeast, viruses, et cetera, and you can get a lot of regression in these kids and the parents call, they're freaking out.
Well, isn't that the same thing that happens? You know, people don't think about this, right? You see many obese people go on these severe diets, reckless diets, like the HCG diet, and they lose, you know, 30, 40 pounds rapidly. And this is especially true of women. And what they don't realize is those fat cells are like time capsules to toxins and metals and all that sort of stuff. And then, so what accumulated over the course of 15, 20 years, you're releasing in 2 to 3 months into the bloodstream. And I gotta believe that if you are going or thinking about undergoing a major weight loss, you better get the methylation pathways not only in gear, but ramped up for high performance.
Right, and with the HCG diet that you mentioned, if they're on a low-calorie diet and low protein, they're not going to have the amino acids for phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification, so they're just making themselves more toxic.
It's really a reckless diet. It really, for those, you know what, I mean, my God, find a dentist that will wire your jaw shut like you broke your jaw if you have that much difficulty not eating before you start doing things like that. But okay, let's do this. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson from Neurosensory Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. The website is nsccharlotte.com. Check him out. We'll be right back.
Tag team, back again. Check the record. Let's begin.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge. Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. There's a happy song. I don't know how some of these songs get in here, I got to be honest with you. But anyway, okay. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson from the Neurosensory Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, so all the information that you hear out there about methylation, are people pretty much depleted in B vitamins right now because of diet?
Yeah, because of diet, malabsorption, and then, like I mentioned previously, there's a statute of limitations in terms of how much of the substrate you can use before the tank is empty. Certainly there are genetic predispositions, but it's epigenetic. Someone has to turn it on. So, I have families that come in and they'll say, oh, 2 out of my 4 kids have autism. It has to be genetic. Well, I have the MTHF reductase, SNP too, but, mine didn't get turned on. There has to be some inflammatory trigger to turn that on. And so that can be a car accident.
See,
and surgery.
This gets back to dietary consumption. You get, like, that's a perfect example. If somebody says, well, both of my kids have it, it has to be, genetic. It has to be, hereditary. And I say no. The only way that I would say it is if you had 2 twins separated at birth and raised in 2 totally different environments and they
right.
both came down with it, then I'd say, yeah, there was nothing you could do about it. But the reality is, not only do they have the genetics in common, which, let's call that the gun, right?
Sure.
But
Absolutely.
They also have the environment in common, which is the finger on the trigger. So if they're eating the same crap food, you're exposing them to the same toxins. Maybe you live right underneath the high tension wire, and you've got that 60 cycle hum radiating into your body day in and day. If they're raised in the same environment, it may not be genetics. It may be that you have a genetic predisposition, but there's something in your environment that's pushing the button.
Exactly.
But people don't believe that food can play that kind of a role, Tim. How do you deal with that? I'm just curious. When you sit down with somebody and say, Look, I know your child has autism spectrum disorder, and you've been to every specialist on the Eastern Seaboard, but I'm going to tell you right now, you've got to start adding these into the diet and cutting these things out. Do they look at you like, come on, are you kidding? These guys have drugs and science, and you're talking to me about food?
Yeah, typically, you know, the patients that I get have seen three or four other doctors or practitioners. Some of them have gone to places like Duke, Wake Forest around here, or Boston University, et cetera, all the major medical centers. And they'll say, oh, well, they said it's genetic. And I said, okay, let's go back to your basic ninth grade biology class. How quickly can genetics change? How quickly is the rate of autism increasing? Is that, do those two factors go together? Do they coincide? No, absolutely not. So there's no way it can be purely genetic.
That's a really good point that really flies in the face of this argument. You know, genetically, for us to have a genetic alteration, you know, whatever that may be, you know, I don't know. We lived, you know, I'm stretching here, but, you know, take, Australopithecus, you know, robustus or something like that. I mean, it takes thousands of years for those things to happen. So if it's genetic, how could there be this inrush of in just 40 or 50 years that we're having these genetic modifications?
Right.
You're right. It doesn't make sense. That's a great point.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's difficult to convince them of that because, you know, they've been seeing all these practitioners, doctors, nurses, hospitals, visits, et cetera. But when they finally realize that, it gives them some sense of hope and they're able to take ownership of it and realize that they do have a, you know, a sense of control or a locus of control regarding this issue. And so if we put back in those babies or those adults, what's supposed to be there, they have the potential to heal.
What does it cost for people to get themselves tested at your facility, if you have to run like a large gamut of tests, and does insurance cover that sort of stuff?
The 7 tests that we do, and it depends on the individual, so like if it's a young child, they won't be able to complete all the tests, but for all 7 tests, plus the office visit with me, it's $600, but we give you a discount of 10%, so it ends up being whatever that is, $550 or so. Insurance does not cover it. We don't deal with insurance because I like to spend a lot of time with my patients.
Well, there's another advantage of not having insurance cover it, by the way. One of the things that people forget about is that once your insurance covers it, then it becomes part of the intermedical domicile for information sharing. So if your insurance covered, if you go to your doctor and you pay for something out of your own pocket, then you own that information. Maybe you don't want, you know, a great point. Let's say you want to have C-reactive protein tests done, but you don't want your insurance company to get a copy of it because you don't want them to say, oh, you've got this as a pre-existing illness someday. You order the test out of your own pocket. They don't get it.
Right. Right. That's what we like about it also. And it comes down to pennies on the dollar for the amount of information we get. We don't do a lot of invasive blood testing. The testing that we do like to do, and this is putting another point out there, is homocysteine. You know, in the cardiovascular arena, people are concerned about high homocysteine. The studies that Dr. Stewart has done on both adults and children have shown that low homocysteine is a strong risk factor or predictor of a neuroimmune syndrome. So a lot of these kids will have homocysteines around 5 or 6, which is very severe.
So in other words, homocysteine is one of those things where there's a sweet spot.
Right, exactly.
And interestingly enough, B6 affects homocysteine, as does B12.
Correct, exactly. And so, like, I'm looking at a study right now, out of 413 children, 93% of them had homocysteines less than 7. And those were all children with neuroimmune syndromes, autism spectrum disorders, et cetera.
Wow. That's amazing. And interestingly enough, tomorrow, during the second hour of the show, we have naturopath Dr. Jared Scowron on, who wrote the book 101 Natural Cures for Your Child. He's a pediatric naturopath. And we're going to be talking about vitamin supplementation for children. You know, the Flintstone gummies, that's not a good choice, by the way.
Right.
Just because your kid's willing to eat them doesn't mean they're doing anything for him. So we're actually going to cover that tomorrow, and I'll probably raise some of these questions with him because he is also a strong vocal advocate of diet and nutrition, working with children who have autism spectrum disorder.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's really
absolutely
amazing.
Someone's got to step up and help these kids, because traditional medical establishment and their answer is to sit and wait, and that's clearly not working.
Yeah, it's really sad. When someone does get these, once they get these tests done, you pretty much have everything zeroed in what needs to take place. Then you make supplemental and nutritional guidelines and advice for them.
Absolutely. So, like I was mentioning about the test with dopamine, symptomatically we can give a neurotransmitter supplement with many different synergistic nutrients that helps to boost dopamine in the short term, since that tends to be the last symptom to correct itself. We were able to test for the presence of viruses, and we know that if we do that 3-month follow-up or that 6-month follow-up, and those graphs aren't changing or those numbers aren't changing, then we know we need to take a completely different direction. It's very objective, unlike the field of psychiatry, where you're prescribing a drug so you can call a disorder X, Y, and Z and bill insurance. Our testing is completely objective. If we do run blood tests, it's very minimal. We don't do a lot of genetic testing simply because you can't treat a gene. You have to test for a biomarker. Just because you have a gene doesn't mean it's turned on or turned off.
That's right. Look at all those. Look at all those poor women who underwent that original test trial. The research for the genetic marker for breast cancer, and a large number of them opted for voluntary mastectomies because they were told back then that if you've got the gene for it, you're going to get it. And then another group of them said, we're just going to be vigilant. They never got any breast cancer. And those other women lopped off their breasts for no reason at all.
Right.
So
it's all genetic, Carl. It's all genetic.
Yeah, I know. Genetics, you know what? The most exciting new area of research that I see right now is metabolomics. Doctors, scientists are finally going, wow. Just because you put something in your mouth and it comes out the other end doesn't mean that it did the same thing in your body that it did in someone else's body. And if we start tracking like how food breaks down and what metabolites it creates and how those metabolites interfere and interact with your biology, we may be able to discover something. These guys are really on something. And you know what the thing I like about metabolomics? They don't have endpoints. They watch the digestive process. And they look at things like through a spectrum analyzer. And all they say is they just witness the results. They don't say, hey, let's see if when you eat this, that happens. Because that's what's wrong with most science today. When you have an endpoint in mind, you ignore the really important stuff. They look and go, oh, wow, look at this spectrum of things that happens when you metabolize this type of protein.
Right.
And then they take that and go, now let's backtrack and see what disorders are affected by these things.
Right.
I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. It's very, very exciting. How does someone work with you from out of state?
Out of state, all we'll do is we'll do an initial phone consult, and then we can have them do any appropriate blood work if they need to. And then we can also, for some of our tests, we can have them go to their ENT for some of the ear tests. The other tests, they would have to actually come in and visit. We have discounted rates set up with the local hotel.
What is EMT, emergency medical tech?
I'm sorry, ear, nose, and throat physician.
Oh, okay.
So some of the tests we do are based on ENT tests. But I also wanted to mention we're inside of our neurosensory center. We have a hyperbaric center. So we have 3 hyperbaric oxygen chambers. So we treat athletes, individuals with wounds, et cetera. So that's also an option that we kind of use.
Which is what that's the last thing I want to touch on. So now let's look at performance for a second. Obviously, performance is vanity related, but still, we want to know. So how does the methylation pathway affect performance?
In many ways, because if you don't have dopamine, it's going to affect your hormone production, but it's also going to affect your concentration. And also, if your sensory integration is off, you can't tell where your body is in space. So one of the studies Dr. Stewart did with some football players at the University of Texas at Austin was to show that if their sensory integration tests were not up to par, that it put them at risk for ACL injuries. Because, you may have a strong gluteus medius and good proprioception, but if the other two systems are off, you're not going to be able to adjust your body, cut on a dime like a football player, running back, et cetera.
Really?
So it affects it in those ways, absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing. I never even thought about that. What about
– And if you're –
Good, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say – okay, I'm not going to step on you. You finish. Go.
If the VOR, the vestibular ocular reflex, is not stable, you can't see depth perception. So you're going to have a hard time seeing defenders as well.
What about the relationship between inflammation, recovery, protein synthetic response to exercise, and methylation?
Well, we know another study that Dr. Stewart did out in Texas with the University of Texas football team was that with concussions, and not necessarily just concussions, but overall performance, exercise-induced soreness, and et cetera, those who had adequate methylation healed quicker, were back on the field quicker, were able to perform better. You know, obviously those were subjective measures, but looking at their methylation, he could tell who, if they got a concussion, was able to heal quicker. Etc.
Cool. Very, very cool. All right, let's go ahead and plug your website one more time. The website is nsccharlotte.com. It stands for Neurosensory Center Charlotte, and in charlotte.com. Your email address is drtim.drtim072981@gmail.com. And obviously, correct, people can also go to the website and learn more. And there's a toll-free number on the website, 888-749-5122. If you have someone in your family, you know someone who's suffering from a autoimmune disorder, this ubiquitous term that is thrown around today. A lot of these are not diseases, they're disorders, and that's why they don't have litmus tests for them. They use symptomatic tests. Well, if you have these five symptoms, chances are this is what you've got. You know what? That's nonsense. Okay, but you can obviously look up Dr. Tim and get some of his help. Tim, I want to thank you for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. Tomorrow we got a great show planned for you. We have Rob Regish coming on during the first hour. We're going to do an Ask the Experts. After his last visit on the show, we've been inundated with questions. Rob will be on during the first hour tomorrow. During the second hour, Dr. Jared Scarron will come on and talk about the proper way to buy supplements for your child. No one talks about children's supplements. It's a slippery slope, but we're going to address it tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Following